Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how strong are your beliefs? Are they really solid? And what are they based on? What truths are you sure about? Maybe we have to ask ourselves a lot more about them. And to help us do that, to help us understand truth in its so many ways, we'll have insights from the angels through our friend and angel communicator, Adria Estrebu. Adria, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thank you. I'm delighted.
And you have angels Ariel and Raphael speak. Yeah. And we've talked about it before on shows that you have no idea what they're going to say. And nor does your mind think about what they're going to say. They just speak and you're speaking them. And it's, you know, because we know that's how intuition works. My intuition works that way too, is you have to have an empty mind. You can't think you know anything. And then
when I get in trouble, I try to finish their sentences or, oh, I know this. I've heard them talk about it four other times. And, oh, you know, in terms of being a clear channel, it's a few times I've gotten in trouble is when I step, my ego is like, oh, I got this. I know how this story goes. Like, nope, not for this person, you don't.
Or not for this time.
Right, yeah.
And so we're going to talk about truth. And I know that you've been working with that for a while with the angels. And then I asked you before the show started, do you want to speak about what they've already said that you know they've said about truth? Or do you want to let them talk again? And you quickly responded that, no, we'll let them talk.
Yes, because what's relevant, you know, last week to today is, and for who's listening now, could be completely different or at least nuanced in terms of what metaphors are used, or so I trust them to choose the words of the message really precisely for you, for whoever's listening.
And it's interesting, I find that too, that when I ask, you know, I don't necessarily know which angels are speaking to me, through me, but I know how particular they are about word usage.
Yes.
And if I think that I can be smarter than them about which words to use, they shut me down. The words won't come out of my mouth. It has to be their words. So, and you and I, you know, we laugh about it only because we've had so much experience with that, with surrendering really to this higher intelligence.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing to have someone come into my office for an hour or to do a show like this or a 2-hour class and know that I have no idea what the content's going to be. I'm comfortable with that now, but that took an adjustment for sure, because if someone will ask a really deep question about their health or, you know, past lives, and my ego used to just freak out. I don't know the answer to that. And I think I'm just more comfortable now knowing, oh, I'm not supposed to know the answer. In fact, it comes out clearer if I really know I have no idea what the angels are going to say, because then I'm not trying to insert my own concepts or my own life experience.
Right. Yeah, it's wonderful how humble we have to be.
Yes, I'm learning so much about that from the angels.
Yeah. Yes, good. You know, I love talking with you because you really know how to work with them. And so let's ask them, because we're in, every day is a new day, a new world. Crazy things are happening in our world. And what can we believe in? So let's start by just asking them, where do we start knowing what we should believe in next? Okay.
Yes, this is Angel Ariel. it's your choice. So for those of you who have, and this would be most of humanity, so we're not singling you out as having gotten something wrong. For those of you who have lived life up to this point, seeking a kind of singular truth, whether it's religious or spiritual or mental, cerebral, scientific, you know, there were certain truths that you felt like, this is what I'm striving towards, to be in integrity or to be in alignment with my highest self according to what is truth. So we enter this vastly new era, so that has not been overplayed, the statement that really we're in a new time now. And now you're much more like a producer of a movie. So if you're to ask a producer about the movie, well, what's the truth of your story? They could say anything, right? And who's to contradict? Because they're the producer. They're the one who's hiring the team of writers or choosing the story, choosing the themes, choosing even if it's a science fiction movie or a horror film, what are the rules of engagement within the story? So truly, if you ask us, what should we believe? We would reframe the question and say, what do you want to see in your world? Because you are the one who gets to decide now. And this really goes for the very large truths as well as the small ones. We've been talking more about small truths in the last year or so, because it was easier to grasp within the confines of that old world, let's call it, that you could shape the small truths in your world. How much was in your bank calendar? Who was your love affair with, or something like this? But now in this time, it really is so wide open to what truth do you want to see?
How do we want our world to look like?
Absolutely, yes, because you are now embodying, in a way that humanity has never had the freedom to before, the creative principle through your individuality. So that's why we like this metaphor of producer of a movie, because that feels neutral, right? Or playful and creative in the most gentle sense.
It also feels harder to grasp because it's almost too much responsibility.
Absolutely, yes. So here's also what we recommend. This is Ariel, is while you're learning this, and no one's expecting you to know it today or tomorrow, and it's not a time window the way maybe an astrological event would be, here, these energies are here for you right now for 3 days. This is the rest of your lifetimes here, right? And generations to follow, where this wide open, where you are creating what is truth. So we would say in the meantime, if that feels too big, too impossible to even wrap the brain around, well, look at what stories are out there. Right now, there's a lot of polarity that's sort of a leftover from 2020, this exacerbation or coming to a head of polarity. So usually there's two stories right now conflicting. So you have at least two stories to choose from. And if you really looked a little more closely, scratch the surface, let's say you probably have around 20. So timelines, some people call them, or storylines that are already out there. So start there. Choose one of those existing stories, and then you could say, all right, but I want to add different window dressing. You can customize it a little to yourself. But start there. If it feels too impossible to think, wait, I can create everything in the world new, truly you can. That's what we're saying today. And you're not expected to know how to do that right away or to believe it's possible right away.
Right. But what I'm thinking of choosing is patience and allowing the energies or the different realities are around us to reveal themselves more before I know what I can feel like I can believe.
Yes, this is Raphael, Angel Raphael. That's a beautiful segue here, because it's not just what does the world look like or what is truth in terms of medicine or politics that we're talking about, but also there's certain beliefs about yourself, patterns you've lived in your whole life up until now, that are also subject to a new truth. So you can also choose qualities. For example, if you had, we're not saying this about you, Peter, but if you had been an impatient person, you could choose patience. You could say, all right, well, the truth that I want to see more of in my world is myself as a patient being. So it doesn't have to be about outer truths. It can also be about, and here's where the change happens more deeply. What are the patterns in my physical body, in my emotional body, in the way that I interact with the world, in the way that I believe, you know, people are always unkind to me, or those kinds of truths that you've taken on and made a firmer and firmer truth over your lifetime. You made it into a hard shell. Those are the things that are also now wide open to change. Based on what you
read.
Yes.
But I think this lockdown, where we're all much more stuck with ourselves, is the opportunity to come out of this different.
Yes, in a sense, this is Raphael. If you thought of a timeout, like used to be a punishment, put the child in the corner or something like this, so that they couldn't get the people reacting in a positive way or negative way to the giving them attention for certain behaviors. When you're left by yourself, you do tend to question deeper and deeper layers. Well, what more could there be? Or why is this still the case? Or do I really want this? And the deeper questions are quite helpful when you want to step into a different truth for yourself.
Well, and I think the opportunity now will be there as we start coming back more into creating a new world, because we can't go back to the old one the way it was. It didn't work. And now we don't know what will work, but we know we have to do something because we have billions of people on this planet that we need to support in one way or another. And we don't know all the factors at play in terms of our survival, in terms of the ecology of the planet, you know, weather patterns, climate, economy, distribution of food, production of food. And there are different environments now. There are many parts of the planet that aren't as productive as they used to be because of weather changes. And how do we adjust to that? And you know, so what do we know is true about our survival in terms of, and how do we work with each other? Governments really have to start thinking differently. And you know, society has to find different ways to support itself safely.
Let's use this as an example. This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. So your truth for this example could be the new truth. Mine is a healthy planet. So what you're asking yourself as a producer of your story, and if you'd like to ask angels and guides, whoever, you know, you don't have to be alone in this, other humans, of course, too. So how do I see that truth? Mine is a healthy planet. And then you'll start to see articles about new technologies, about pollution, maybe new leadership in certain ecological areas. So it starts to amplify. That truth starts to amplify around you. And you join with other beings who wish that to be the truth.
That's very important what you just said. The truth starts to amplify around us. That is so meaningful, because as we create different beliefs, new truths, new desires, we actually attract the opportunities to fulfill them.
Yes, absolutely yes.
And that's, you know, we have to believe that that's true also.
This is Raphael. That's the co-creative principle here. So you're also not individuals in a vacuum, right? So when you create something that's a truth for you, like mine is a healthy planet, others that are attracted to that truth, maybe they haven't come up with their own storylines yet. They say, oh yeah, I'd like to make that movie with you. Mine is a healthy planet. Let's do that. So you might find more and more people grow around this idea, and that's how you form what is known as collective truths or societal truths. So there are some shared truths But what we want to say is it's not limited the way it was before, where really you could say objectively, this is the truth. That just doesn't happen anymore. That's not how it is.
Can you say that the air is clearing more mentally and that we have more clarity to assess things in better ways? You think so?
This is Raphael. This depends on the individual personality. For some people, the openness now is overwhelming. For some people, the lack of a dictated reality is very refreshing. So it depends on what is comfortable for you.
Right. There are a lot of people who want to hear what's right for them.
Yes.
Rather than
follow,
create.
Like a good soldier. Good sheep, a good lamb, right? To follow what is truth.
Right. Maybe there's clarity to feel better about who to follow.
The time of following, this is Ariel, is really done. And that's done. It won't be supported as much. Those truths, those who keep wanting to recreate the truth of themselves as followers, are going to find themselves in an interesting position because there won't really be leaders in the same way.
Well, that's, I like that. There won't be leaders in the same way means that, and we've been learning that. We've been learning that a lot of leadership can't be trusted. And so we're unsure about who to follow.
Yes, absolutely. For great reasons. This is Raphael. Yes. Be uncertain of who to follow, but that includes your own understanding of yourself. Again, we want to take this personally. You have formed such strong opinions of who you are and what your abilities are, what your strengths are, and what the things are impossible for you. That leadership, your own quote unquote wisdom about yourself, needs to crumble and fall as well.
Oh, good. No, I think it's so important. But there is struggle amidst that happening.
Yes, this is Ariel. You could say it's an uncertain time, but so could you say that about writers brainstorming around a table coming up with a new television show. Some might say that's uncertain. We don't know what the show is going to be about and feel anxiety about that. Most would feel excitement. Oh, we could do anything. All right, let's just throw out ideas and see what sticks, see what feels fun to most of us.
So right. You know, I'm happy to hear that too. Get out our paintbrushes and start painting a new world way with the colors that we want and the colors that we like. I like that symbolism, and even let nature support us more, and support nature more. That's another opportunity that I think we're getting is more that we have to believe in where we are on this planet. That what are the realities that we can imagine that support our well-being, and it's not the old way. The old way was to use the planet and even abuse it. And I think, you know, now I would hope we're going to feel much more responsible custodians for our planet.
This is Aria. Well, here's the great sovereignty of owning your own truth. We could say from angelic perspective, unquestionably, it's true that your world, the human world, is different now in terms of your freedoms and ability to create your own truth. Yet many within humanity will not be ready or want to hear this message. So their truth is the world is the same as it has always been. So in their sovereign will, they recreate, as we were speaking of, those patterns of what's true for me, what my abilities are, and then also more widely what my world looks like. So that's still a choice, and many people will choose to keep recreating the same thing, which could be neutral here. Most of you will see that as negative, but you know, there are always television shows, movies, books you like to reread. So for some people, it's just going to be more charming to live life the way they've known it, and that's all right. So here you see there can be a contradictory truth. We can tell you unequivocally, the world is different now, but your neighbor will never believe that. And so for him, the world is never different.
And so if the world is never different for many people, how does that support change?
Change is supported as a reality, which is an option. So like the brainstorming table, like the blank slate, you could keep painting the same picture or keep running the reruns of the sitcom, or you could put something new there. So change is supported, but it's optional.
And yet we are a society that needs to live and work together. So I guess the idea is to find enough people who want similar changes.
Absolutely, yes. This is Raphael, and we do see this as a likelihood. Again, everything's on the table or off the table, depending on how you look at it here. So there's no certainty in this, but we see the likelihood of little flocks of people, right, around different idea systems, around different collective ways of being. That's very likely to occur. Because
and the forecasters have said that our society will flourish more in smaller communities of like-mindedness.
It's simpler that way. It's simpler and more fun, we would say.
Right. If we try to centralize everything, there's too much force needed.
Yes, and it's contrary to the experiment we're in. When you talk about humanity as a whole and our angelic viewpoint right now on humans as the individual expression of creative will, to try to impose your creative will on other humans, that's not what this is about. So co-creation is possible, individual creation is possible. Some kind of dictatorship of reality or truthness is just not what this is about this time.
Right, so this is about creating power within our own world of creation, attracting like-mindedness and opportunities that support the growth in the world that we're now painting.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Unless what you delight in is conflict, you can bring that, you can paint that in your painting.
Right.
but yes, we would say the easy road here is to find those who are excited about the same new ideas you are, and then you help each other.
Good.
Show how easy it is.
Good. So I think it's really about now coming out into communities that we feel most accepted and accepting about.
Yeah.
And, you know, fulfill that. I think that really is a good idea to march forward with in our own lives, is to believe that the universe will support our interests.
It has to. This is Ariel, because it's your universe.
Oh, that's good. That's reassuring. Thank you.
For a show, if you're the producer, the show has to support your interests.
Right. And the idea then is not to question ourselves, but to believe in ourselves.
Yes, try to like them. Yeah, think of it more as creativity.
Right, to be the artist. So we're nearing the end of the show, and it's wonderful to explore this idea of new growth, new opportunity, new realities that we're inventing and need to. And so I'm very grateful to speak with Ariel and Raphael. and so how do people who want more, find more?
Yeah, this is Adria. My website is wingsound.com, WINGSOUND.com. And there is a 2-hour on-demand course that was just taped recently. That's the topic is there such thing as truth? So if you want to go more deeply into the specific subject, that's up there. And I have some books as well, both on Amazon and my site.
And what's the title of your book?
Angel Insights for Unprecedented Times.
Oh, I love that. So, and it's so remarkable to explore this in a way that we have no idea, you and I have no idea what we're going to hear next. And so, but that also helps us believe in that we have no idea how we're going to create next. We just have to keep inventing our paintings or or the shows that we're producing.
It's very mind opening for me anyway. This time with the angels is just very expansive.
Yeah, it's universal. I mean, and I think it's valuable for our audience to know that they also can open up their minds to receive higher information. It's not exclusive to you or I. It's you or me. It's
absolutely. Really, absolutely.
Yeah. And so thank you so much for being who you are and what you do.
My pleasure. It was delightful to talk about truth.
Yes. Well, in its relative form. So thank you for being on Energy Stew. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening. Thank you.